The first reading is a reading from the book to Romans. I myself am convinced about you, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to admonish one another. But I have written to you rather boldly in some respects to remind you, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, in performing the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering up of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to boast in what pertains to God, for I will not dare to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to lead the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem all the way around to Iconium, I have finished preaching the gospel of Christ. Thus I aspire to proclaim the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, so that I do not build up on another's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him shall see, and those who have never heard of him shall understand. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into songs, sing praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. So the steward said to himself, what shall I do? Now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me, I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do. When I am removed from the stewardship, they shall welcome me into their homes. He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 1 for 50. Then to another he said, and you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Write 1 for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I remember when I was younger, this gospel always didn't sit right with me, I guess, because I always thought, you know, here's this guy who wasn't good to begin with, and he does something pretty shady, and the master commends him. But the point of it is to show that the people of this world do everything to make sure they have money, to make sure their back is taken care of. But the Christians, the people who follow God, sometimes don't work as hard for the spiritual life as they do for the physical life. And we're called to do everything for the kingdom of God. We're called to do everything for Jesus. We're called to do everything for the building up of the body. You heard the first reading. Here's Paul wanting to just proclaim to everyone who has not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul did everything for the gospel. Do we do everything for the gospel, or do we just do everything for us? Let's do everything for the gospel. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.